Patriot Pass to the Mel Kay Show. My favorite person and yours is back with me today. My good friend, Clay Clark. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Mel, I'm so fired up to be here with you. And what I'm going to go over with the listeners today, I am sincerely disturbed by what I'm going to share on today's show. I want to tap into your wisdom to make sense of it all, because I feel like my job sometimes is I go through the dumpster fire of World Economic Forum, long form 3 and 4 hour videos to find things they're saying. And then you know how they all fit together. And it's a lot of fun for me because I learn something from you every time. But I want everybody to really take notes today.
Yeah.
And if you are Jewish, if you are a Christian, if you are Islamic, if you are whatever your faith is, this is the show of every show I've ever done. This is the show that I believe might be the most alarming to anybody out there that has any faith at all in any type of monotheistic religion. I believe in Jesus Christ, but no matter what your faith is, this is going to be that show. And so, Mel, I'm going to rely heavily on you to break down what I'm going to play here, because it's disturbing.
Yeah. And what we always have to remember about what you and I especially are putting out there is it's not us saying it. It's them saying it. So anyone out there that's saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, whatever, I always say, go look at their websites.
Yeah.
Go do what Clay does or what I do, and then come back to me. Because, you know, we don't make this up. They have no filter. They don't care that they're saying this stuff. So please follow up after the show and follow to Clay's website and go to the World Economic Forum and see for yourself. So go ahead, Clay. Let's do it.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up these video clips. And as I pull up these video clips here, folks, I want to just give you a couple tools here. First off, we are going to Branson, and I'm getting asked quite a bit today. We have 40 tickets left, so I have no idea when this show comes out if we'll have 2 tickets left or 0 tickets left, but I want to be very clear how this works here. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and we've sold out every event we ever do, but if you use promo code Mel K, you want to use promo code Mel K, what that's going to do is that gets you access to the meet and greet so you can meet Mel and meet so many of the great speakers there. Second, it gets you a discount off a VIP ticket. Some people want to sit right up close. We block off 10% of the tickets, and then you get a chance, a higher probability to meet a lot of the speakers. Third thing that does there for you, folks, again, promo code Mel K, you get a chance to win a backstage pass. We are going to give away a backstage pass. We have one more left here for the Reawaken American Tour Branson. That's going to be November 4th and 5th. Eric Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn, Dr. Mikovits, Mel Kay, Team America, they're all going to be there. Then we've got Nashville coming up January 20th and 21st. And I'm not at liberty to say which country artists are going to be there, but I can say,
everybody.
A lot of these people are reaching out in droves going, hey, I live there. Can I come by? So I think it's going to be like a Greg Locke, Home Church, Reawaken America Tour, Eric Trump meets like Country Music Unplugged, Jim Brewer. I just got off the phone with Jim. Jim said to say what's up. He's going to be doing the comedy. That'll be a whole different energy to it. So I want to start with a positive. But again, if you can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, 45 tickets-ish left for Branson, Missouri, November 4th and 5th. And then when the Nashville tickets just went on sale, and we're selling one ticket about every 10 seconds. I mean, literally, it's like every 10 seconds. I have a little ticker over here I can see. But let me pull this up here for you. So here we go. So you've all know Harari. He hopped on the James Corden show. And James Corden, for anybody out there that doesn't know who James Corden is, he's a late-night talk show host who for some reason loves Yuval Noah Harari. And it might be because he's told to have him on his show. But James Corden, let me hit play here. And this is James Corden sitting down with Yuval Noah Harari. And this is very recent. This was this week. So I want people to see what this is. Here we go.
There is a chance, it's not a big chance, but there is a chance that the next presidential election would be the last Democratic election in U.S. history.
Mel? What's happening there? What this is a top advisor for Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, late night TV.
Well, late night TV is captured. We know that because Judicial Watch, luckily, got a document, 249 pages, of the entire breakdown of everyone that the CDC and the HHS and the O'Biden regime contacted in the media. And one of the people and gave talking points to and what they were to say to the people to convince them to take the shot and everything else. The late night talk show hosts were singled out in there. So first and foremost, propagandists at the top of the rung. Second, James Corden has had a tremendous amount of negative publicity lately on how he treats the average people that he's dealt with, including from the guy who owns Balthazar, one of the finest restaurants in New York City for decades, said he's not welcome there anymore. So odd enough that he would have on Noah Harari this week.
Yeah.
Second of all, We have to understand that the World Economic Forum does not like the spotlight on them. So they are going to the regular propagandists and trying to reframe what they're saying. The good part about that is what they're saying is so offensive and so distasteful to most people on the planet that they don't even know their arrogance, their superiority, all of it. It comes across so clearly, and that goes in line. These late night hosts, they're all in on the full demise. They also believe that they are part of that Fourth Reich superior class, and Harari's leading the way to say, I can brainwash humans and you can help me.
And just because, again, this is very important for anybody to know this, and we know I've talked about this offline. I'm going to hammer this little internal housekeeping note, okay? On the Reawaken America tour, imagine I was a basketball player, folks. I was a decent basketball player, never great, but I was okay. But imagine that you are a very good basketball player and you shoot free throws. If you're great, you might shoot 95% free throws. I mean, if you're like the best, we're talking Rick Barry, we're talking John Stockton. That's like, I mean, Kobe Bryant, mid 80s. I mean, it's just, that's when I bring up a speaker to speak at the Reawaken America tour, I ask everybody to do the following. I say it, you've heard me say it, and I'll continue saying it. Bring your Bible, bring your critical thinking. And if anybody ever gets up on that stage and ever lets it rip and says something where you can't verify it, go with the Bible. Then I tell the speakers, don't ever say something on the stage that right. You can't prove. And if you went to the RNC event or a DNC event, you'd probably struggle sometimes to find anything that's true. I mean, you probably go an entire conference and go, eh. At our events, the speakers do a very good job. But I just want to give an example. What you just said about Judicial Watch, I'll put a link on today's show notes. It's right here. And the Judicial Watch uncovered the Biden administration propaganda plan. And what you said is fact-based, okay? And yeah. What I'm trying to cite all my sources as well. And that's sort of the way that I roll. But again, if you ever come to one of my events or any event ever, I don't care if it's an event I put on or an RNC event or, you know, any CPAC, if you ever hear someone say something they can't prove or you can't prove, toss it out. Okay, so here's Jimmy Kimmel. This is all this week now, okay? So Jimmy Kimmel this week is starting off his monologue by talking about the Reawaken America tour. So here we, and again,
he's in on it. It's terrible.
A lot of attendees, thousands are texting me going, you guys are on the real way. You guys, Jimmy Kimmel's talking about you guys. You know,
there you go. Eric Trump, son of Donald, has been making the rounds as part of something called the Reawaken America tour. This is quite a tour. Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, the MyPillow guy, all the stars.
Let me see here. Can we keep going?
Here we go. Eric Trump, son of Donald, has been making the rounds as part of something called the Reawaken America tour. This is quite a tour. Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, the MyPillow guy, all the stars in the MAGAverse are there, including this electrifying young man.
My father finally got a subpoena from the.
So, is there anything that you want to comment on that? I mean, as far
I do. I've known him for a very long time. Don't forget, okay. His first show ever, The Man Show, was the most misogynist, ridiculous situation anyone could think of. So, please look back at who he is. But what I will say is, I'd much rather be on the Reawaken America tour than a confirmed guest on Epstein Island. Okay, we know that it's not out there. I happen to know that he is part of that group. And Jimmy Kimmel's been involved in a lot of stuff over the years. So to go mock something he knows nothing about because he's mocking Christianity and America and patriotism, as he is told to do by ABC Disney, who owns his show, I will tell you, people should be asking Jimmy Kimmel, well, you're knocking the Reawaken America tour. Can you tell us anything about your time on Epstein Island?
And what's very interesting is...
You got to compare it. So he's mocking us. Well, he actually went to a satanic pedophile island.
This is a secret between you and me and your listeners. There is a possibility I may be on said show. And that's what I'm going to ask him.
Well, good. I would love to see you on there. Just remember, these people are just people. And they got there for a reason. And he works for Disney ABC. And the other one is best friends with Podesta. So these are not comedians. They are not.
I've got all these people reaching out from that circle going, because again, this is why I did it, the last event. And people ask me why. I want people to know 8% of the last event we did in Pennsylvania, 8% of the attendees came from the mainstream media. So people say, well, why do I do interviews with them? You know, one of the mainstream media members, true story, asked to be prayed for after their interview. No, I'm not kidding. They did. Then he had two more that were like, this is so disturbing. So I choose to believe that the people behind the cameras are salvageable, and I'm going to continue to try to get this message in the air everywhere. And so if you see me on The Economist or some of these other interviews I've been doing recently with BBC, I want people to know I haven't lost my mind. I'm just, every time I do it, I'm not going to give them a lot of material. But if they ask me a question, what's the Reawaken America tour? You're going to hear stuff like, you know, the systems and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015. You know that? And
they don't know any of it. Back. They don't know any of it.
So that's that. I don't really understand. I haven't lost my mind, but the mainstream media is now gravitated towards the Reawaken America tour. Now we're getting into the stack of stuff where it gets pretty crazy. Okay, so here we go. So there's this group, which Mel, I'm somewhat ignorant of this group, and you might be able to break it down here for me. I put a link here so people can see this, okay? This right here is this interfaith group here, this interfaith group. It's Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development. And they are hosted there. This is what they say on their website. They're returning to Mount Sinai, a prophetic call for climate change or for climate justice and ceremony of repentance. Sunday, March 13th, 2020, Mount Sinai, in parallel with the COP UN Climate Conference, where they plan to unveil their new 10 commandments. I'm not sure which ones they're removing. They want to roll out their new 10 commandments. And I'll see if I can pull this up here so people can see this. They're rolling out their new 10 commandments. It says here, this is the, we come to Sinai in a movement of repentance and quest. We seek a new vision for humanity and its endangered existence. And we seek to receive and amplify a message of life-sustaining and life living and habits that humanity needs to hear today. In this spirit, the project partners will bring together premier religious leaders from the world's major religions to gather upon Mount Sinai to engage in a first ever climate repentance ceremony and to put forth a prophetic interreligious call to action called the Climate Justice 10 Universal Commandments. Love to get your thoughts on what is going on there.
Well, what is going on there was always the plan. And again, look at their own websites, folks. First of all, there's no God mentioned in that entire document. There's no God mentioned on the UN's website, on any of their websites, first and foremost. Second of all, if you look through all the real documentation of the plan for the one world government, the one thing not involved is God, because in the one world government, as Kurzweil and other people have discussed, including Harari, that religion would be placed by a benevolent AI, that all religion would go under one tent. So if people are wondering what's going on with the Pope, the current Pope, you can really look at a lot of what he's saying, and he is trying to gather all religions under one tent, because the only way communism, socialism, and top-down oligarchy can control 8 billion people on planet Earth is to usurp God and become God, first and foremost. Second of all, I have to say, this is the event that's coming up in Egypt, COP 27. I did a lot of work on COP 26. What they are proposing at this event, folks, under the name of a new 10 Commandments, is that the elitist oligarchy, billionaire trillionaires of the Davos class, which includes also their partners at the UN, World Health Organization, IMF, World Bank, a bunch of NGOs, and the Bank of International Settlements. What this is about is they're proposing a natural asset natural asset class, a new proposal that all natural resources on planet Earth, from Africa to South America, all North America, everywhere on Earth, will go into their control. And they will control all air, land, water, sea, cyberspace, everything.
I knew you would know. You would know this.
Yes. And we will then be renting it and getting it through, again, Clay, central bank digital currency.
Come on.
ESG score, carbon credits.
Yep.
And it'll all be together in one. The one world government plan does not work without the one world religion, the one world bank, the one world overlords. And don't forget, the whole goal, the whole plan to make it work for them is that there's 10 quadrants. It's kind of like Hunger Games, 12 quadrants. And they rule at the top with all the money, all the power, because this is also a giant transfer of wealth. Another thing included in this COP27 proposal underneath the United Nations common agenda is a worldwide tax. Well, if you're implementing a worldwide tax in the name of climate justice or climate change, then that means that there's a one world bank collecting the one world tax. I would say the IMF, BIS, World Bank trifecta. And that would mean that, again, everything that we've been saying about the central bank digital currency and the track and trace would go under a one banking system, which these people would control. We would literally own nothing, be happy, take what we can get for those of us that survived their fourth industrial revolution. It sounds very nihilistic. All you have to do is go look at all of their websites and pop in their Council of Foreign Relations and Chatham House and a few others, IPCC, and you're going to see that's the plan. That's the plan.
Oh, now I'm gonna, now again, we have not talked about this offline. I knew you would know. See, I knew that you would know. That's why I love this media. You know, everybody out there hasn't been on mainstream media before. This is how it works for mainstream media. Last time I was on mainstream media, it was Bloomberg about a decade ago. And they go, we'd love to interview you about your online school. So you do a pre-interview. So the pre-interviews were like before the interview, you spend almost more time, usually more time, talking about what you're going to talk about than you do during the interview. Right. And then they do the makeup and the hair. And then they say, now we're going to say this. And when we say that, they're going to do this. And then if you can be surprised, then we're going to, there's a lot of, I don't do that. You're seeing Mel's reaction here, folks, for the first time to this. And I knew that you would know because you always know because you connect everything together. That's why you're the Mel K. So here we go. I'm going to pull this up real quick here. I'm hitting play now. And this is the way we're going to do this next round of information on your own show. I'm establishing the rules on your show, but you can disagree because it's your show. I'm going to hit play. And then whenever you want to stop and comment, you let me know, because this is some stuff that I want to get through. And it's so crazy. I edited it together all morning in preparation for today's show. Here we go.
In your system.
Back it up. Here we go.
World. There is a.
The guy speaking is called Watchman on the Wall 88. He's just a great podcaster, a guy who breaks down the news of the day. Here we go. I'm backing it up. And
there is a connection between the whole climate change agenda and the coming one world religion. Folks, you have got to see what's about to go down on Mount Sinai. Here's a recent article from Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development.
Interfaith.
Returning to Mount Sinai, a prophetic call for climate justice and ceremony of repentance. Sunday, November 13th, 2022, Mount Sinai, in parallel with the COP27 United Nations Climate Conference.
In the Ten Commandments, you actually have an endorsement of slavery. In the Tenth Commandment, that thou shalt not covet, it says that you shouldn't covet your neighbor's slave.
No, it doesn't.
It implies that it's perfectly fine to have slaves. It's just not fine to covet your neighbor's slaves. This is something God disapproves of. And it's still there.
Okay, Mel, love your thoughts on that.
Well, that's not what it says in the Ten Commandments. First of all, you know, there's a lot going on about anti-Semitism and Jewish and all of that at the same time. And this guy is the worst of the worst, in my opinion. That is not what it says, first and foremost. Second of all, there's more slavery in America and the world right now than any time ever in history, especially with the slave trade that is going on with the O'Biden regime sanctioning it at our border, first and foremost. Second of all, the slavery that he's talking about is slavery of us. Read the Fourth Industrial Revolution by Klaus Schwab with him involved. Read the Kissinger and Schmidt book about the post-human world. The slavery that he's talking about is the slavery that him and his friends at the World Economic Forum and these bankers and these globalists foresee for humanity. He has talked many times about hacking humans. There's really no need for humans anymore. We only need a few. The elite will survive. The elite will thrive and prosper, but the rest of us, he doesn't know what he's going to do with them because they don't fit into the Great Reset narrative and the Fourth Industrial Revolution of him and his friends, which is really a transfer of all wealth worldwide and resources to this group of elitists. But the bottom line is the slavery of which he's selling is the slavery of which he wants to rule over. He's no different. These people are no different than Pharaoh. And they're talking upside down, just like the devil, just like Satan. And the bottom line is that is not what he is talking about is what you and I talk about a lot. Sometimes you and I talk behind the scenes and I'll say to you, something happened. And you'll say, you know, Mel, I think sometimes the devil and the Luciferians and these Satanists, they put out what they're doing.
Right.
And then they say, Well, we, you know, basically we told you what we were doing. These people are so arrogant. They have no conscience, no empathy for humanity, only for their own class. They are the Fourth Reich, if we can say that. They are eugenicists. They don't believe most of us deserve to be on planet Earth because it's theirs, not God's. But we have to remember what he's saying in a round circle. So he's saying, look, the Ten Commandments said that you shouldn't cover your neighbor's slave. That's not what it says. It says you shouldn't be jealous, covet what your neighbor has. You should be. But at the end of the day, he's equating what your neighbor has with slaves. And that's not what it says. That's what he says. Because again, what is their motto? You will own nothing and be happy. I say that's slavery.
Here we go. Crazy.
So let's talk about what's about to go down in Mount Sinai. I want you to focus on the bold part here. The event, its preparation, and the stages of its unfolding will be filmed and made part of a documentary. Social media will be employed heavily to disseminate the event in real time. The materials produced by religious leaders participating in the event will be converted into study materials that will serve the religious communities and the community of climate activists.
You know, it starts with religious stories that, again, you learn as a kid in the book of Genesis people. That God created humans as superior to all the other animals and gave humans actually the command to rule and exploit all the ecosystems. I mean, as if the entire everything was just created for us.
Yeah.
And you have, I don't know, these Noah, the story of Noah's flood, which again implies that, you know, the entire ecosystem is destroyed because of human sin. The message kids get is from these kind of biblical stories is that it's all about us.
That is not what it says.
Directly to the ecological catastrophe that we are facing, because, I mean, what led to it is this impression that the entire ecosystem is just there for us. It's just there for us to exploit and whatever. So we need to change these kinds of stories.
He is linking the teaching of the book of Genesis to climate emergencies. And again, these are recent interviews. This is like in the past week. Love to get your thoughts on this.
So embarrassing to listen to this guy. I mean, first of all, he parades around as something he's not, which is he's interpreting things to fit the narrative of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Their whole goal is transhumanism and to turn us all into slaves. No different than the Hunger Games, folks. I mean, it is the same concept that they are looking at. And in the Hunger Games, there's the elite class and they have all the money, all the wealth, all the food. They're very extravagant. They live by the seven deadly sins. It's greed, it's vanity, envy, materialism. That's his world, first and foremost. Second of all, everyone having him on should be ashamed of themselves, because this guy, I will tell you, he pretends to have some kind of extra intelligence to determine what is being said. That is not what it says in the Ten Commandments. That is not what it says in the book of Genesis. Actually, we're supposed to be stewards of planet Earth, of God's Earth. You know who's exploiting the resources on planet Earth? The people that employ him in Davos, the International Banking Cabal, the IMF, the UN. These are the people. You know what's the biggest, worst thing for the environment of anything else? War. And they are pushing a war, they are perpetuating a war, they are keeping a war going, possibly a nuclear war, where Harari and all of them say it doesn't matter, the elites already have plans for the nuclear war, they're going to survive no matter what. So you have to ask yourself, what is he talking about? Who's exploiting the planet? Is it me and you and like the regular farmers and the people that are just getting by? Or is it the multinational public-private partnership corporations that are tied to the World Economic Forum and are experimenting on all things with all kinds of biology and engineering and CRISPR technology and GMO and all the stuff they're doing, with the weather? I mean, if anyone's exploiting the natural resources of planet Earth and ruining our ecosystem, it is the public-private partnership of multinational corporations. It is not the people of humanity, and it is certainly not God and God's people, but he has an agenda. The guy has an agenda, and anyone working with him is in on it. And you know what? They're losing, but he has no... Yep. Listen, I'm positive this guy's soul is as black as coal.
Now, I know one thing I have been working through this week, and people have asked my take on, and I don't feel qualified to comment on it, primarily because I'm not Jewish, is, you know, Kanye West has been rolling out doing interviews here, and I'm just going to play a little excerpt here. And the summary I'm going to just tell you, and I'll play it. I don't want to add too much editorial to it, but I can just say is Kanye's been coming after the media, and he's been talking about the media, saying that the media is steering us down a narrative. And he's also been coming after the eugenicists who founded Planned Parenthood. So we'll start here on the eugenicists commentary. This is his interview with Lex Fridman. Here we go.
The most dangerous place for a Black person in America is in their mother's stomach.
900 to a million abortions in the United States a year. I hear you. But there's something about the rape, the torture, the murder of children, women, men, the complete humiliation and just the suffering that was endured during World War II.
That's it's what we deal with on our TVs right now with Black people. Soros would use Black trauma economy to win an election. Would you read books on the current Holocaust that Black people are in? What have you read about abortion?
I've read a lot of short form writing, and I've listened to a lot of debates because it's really humbling that the question of when does life begin is a really difficult question.
No, it's not.
For me as an engineer and scientist, it's a philosophical question.
I mean, we could just go on population control, not like if abortion is right or wrong. We could say factually the clinics were made by eugenics for population control, and it is controlling the population, as is the...
Lot there. Love to get your thoughts on...
who's picking his interviews. I'd like to have him on if the Kanye.
I would love for you.
I met you in the past, and I'd welcome you. What I'd like to say about that is, A, it's absolutely a fact. Margaret Sanger and Bill Gates' father and others started Planned Parenthood because they thought that there were too many Black babies being born. It's a fact. It's in their writing. It's not made up, like I say. You can go to Harari's writing. You can go to the World Economic Forum. You can go to the IMF. You can also go to Margaret Sanger's own writing, who Hillary Clinton said was one of her heroes. So don't forget, he's absolutely right. That is why Planned Parenthood was started. Depopulation control and eugenics. There is no debate about this for anyone that's honest and does the work. Second, my thing about Kanye right now, listen, I know what he's saying. Okay. I worked in Hollywood for 16 years. I was at the top rung of the elitist of the elitist world more than once. You know, I've worked for Trump, but I've worked for other billionaires too, that's something that I've done. And I will tell you, I know what he's saying. I wish he wasn't saying it the way he's saying it, but I've had my own problems. And to watch, especially these big agents and people in Hollywood come out and, tear him apart when I know what they're like behind closed doors. And I know what he's talking about. And it's unfortunate. The way he's saying it is the way that he believes it. And that's what he sees. But there is, I've talked about Soros probably more than anyone. And I will tell you that he is not alone. And there is a whole group. I've done deep dives, obviously, on Epstein and Weinstein and the agencies in Hollywood and how they work, and that, you know, these like Britney Spears, everyone's up in arms because she had a conservatorship. And I said, everyone in Hollywood that makes it has a conservatorship. They're all owned. So what he's saying is what he's saying from his point of view. But there is a real issue with slavery to a certain extent, eugenics and slavery, and the slavery that is prevalent in Hollywood and sports and music industry is real. Jim's talked about it. I've talked about it. Many people have talked about it. What to make it in Hollywood or to make it as he has, he's had to deal with a lot of intimidation, a lot of manipulation, a lot of threats, a lot of coercion, and all in the name of making money. And it's just a fact. And I'm sorry that it's coming out the way it is. I also want to say that the ADL is not what it seems. The Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, these groups that decide what's hate speech, who should be canceled, who should be censored, and they are also in cahoots with Soros and Gates in the fact-checking and censoring group of international, you know, fact-checkers and international hate group or whatever. They're spreading hate more than anyone else. And you know what? All the people that are very upset about Kanye's comments, why aren't they upset about Joy Reid and the entire white people are evil, white people are born racist, everything's white people's fault. You know, it's like you can't pick and choose. Either it's okay to say it about white people and Jews,
yeah,
and black people, or it's not okay to say about anyone.
Now we're going, you
know,
now,
that's where we are.
In this interview, you know, again, and I want to, I'll go back to some Yuval, but I just want to get your thoughts because so much information is coming out quickly with Truth Social now being a thing. You know, it's now coming out. You're seeing more and more truth being dropped with Rumble.com growing. You're just, it's just avalanches of truth coming out. Things you've been explaining for years are now. And I just want to get your thoughts on whether this is like an offhanded comment or whether you agree with what he's saying, or just want to get your thoughts. Cause again, I don't come from that world. I wanted to tap into your wisdom here. So here we go.
What schools are doing is exactly what the CIA does with Pixar films and Disney films. They make Bambi's mom die in the beginning, right? And off that pain comes a purchase of ice cream. Off that pain comes, I need some more toys. Off that pain comes, I need a bigger house. Off that pain comes, I need more girls than my wife. Off that pain comes. So they put that pain in to make us, now we're the orphans of capitalism, to make us be consumers. And we need to be a community, not just consumers.
Wow. Okay. CIA, Disney, Pixar, thoughts?
Yeah, not just CIA. Again, public-private partnership, corporate partners, the bankers above them. Everything is about money at the end of the day to some of these people. I've talked about Disney in depth. You know, Mike Smith, Out of Shadows, is a real good friend of mine. If people want to know what really is going on at Disney with the CIA, that's the best. Out of Shadows is the best documentary to watch. But what I will say, what he's saying right now, and he knows, there's a CIA office right next to the biggest agency in Hollywood. And there's been for decades. They've been involved since the studio system. It's not just the CIA. It happens to also be our intelligence and behavioral modification, MK Ultra. All of this has been used in media, LSD and experiments back to Aquino and the Temple of Set being in cahoots, you know, with Timothy Leary and you know, it goes way back, Tavistock Institute. What he's talking about is predictive programming. People should look that up because what it is a trauma-based events make people very suggestible. And when you're watching a trauma-based film, he's right about that. I mean, I remember always thinking Bambi was the saddest movie, but all of those movies, but trauma-based events. So you look at Pinocchio, the original one, this guy's a pedophile. And talking about being a pedophile, there's so much. People think Disney's a good guy. Go look up who he was and what he did. So the bottom line is what he's talking about is that the media and the entertainment industry in Hollywood, they use predictive programming, meaning showing you something in a movie like Contagion or Enemy of the State or, you know, War Games even, or Terminator. And you think, wow, that's it. And then it comes to pass that they've been working on that for 50 years. Somehow Hollywood is making movies about it well before. I'm telling you, Hunger Games is very disturbing, but everyone better watch it because that is what these people want. And on top of that, I've talked about this many times, especially with Kathy O'Brien. The Hollywood model, it's above Hollywood, it's CIA, like he's talking about. It's also, it's a controlled dominance, but trauma-based programming, just like when they talk about satanic ritual abuse and getting children under 5 years old, i.e. the Rainbow Cultural Garden of Nexium and other groups that want children, that abuse children before they can formulate with their brain what's going on. This is how you get people for life. And that trauma is when people become very suggestible and they start to compartmentalize in their brain. So there is an aspect to it. People should look up trauma-based programming. It's a real thing. Or look up Michael Aquino from the U.S. military's Mind Wars and look at how they use MK Ultra and mind control, neuro-linguistic programming, and trauma-based manipulation, behavioral control, because the entire COVID was a trauma-based behavioral control operation, as far as we can see in retrospect, but I saw it, you saw it in real time.
So I want to make sure people understand this today. We're talking about returning to Sinai to introduce these new perverse Ten Commandments. We're talking about the CIA, Disney, and Pixar. We're talking about the cancel culture and Kanye. There's so much information being exposed. And I want people to know this, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on your show. You're one of the few people that I know that understands how it all fits together. People ask me all the time, Clay, why is Mel K on the tour? I'll tell you why Mel's on the tour. You tie things together. And a lot of times there's people, Mel, that that know maybe a certain aspect. You know, they know about, you know, medical fraud or election fraud or the World Economic Forum. But you're able to tie it all together. So I'm going to go back here to some more clips here that I just would love to get your wisdom on. So here we go.
It's not an extremely deadly virus. It's not the Black Death. And look what it's doing to the world. So now just try to think, what will be the implications of a much bigger problem like climate change?
Also, actually,
it shows that, and here I completely agree with you, Rutger, that it shows you that you can change things on a massive scale. That, and again, you can stop all flights, you can lock down entire countries, you can actually do that, and life goes on in some way. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race.
The project partners will bring together premier religious leaders from the world's major.
This guy is trying to say that COVID wasn't super deadly, and look what it did. And just so he says, so just imagine what would happen with something really serious like climate change. He says that ideally, and I'm quoting, COVID-19 would result in a one world healthcare system. And the final clip I want to play from this very confused, evil individual is, he's going on now talking about how he's openly saying now he's calling for the rebuilding of the temple. He wants to rebuild the temple. Yes, he does. He wants to rebuild the temple, and he wants to remove the body of Christ from the planet Earth. So listen to this, folks.
God disapproves of, and it's still there.
We don't have to wait until Christ's second coming in order to overcome death. A couple of geeks in a laboratory can do it if you give them enough time and money.
You have a lovely passage where you say, looking at the world today, God seems to be making a comeback, but this is a mirage. God is dead. It just takes a while to get rid of the body.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution or the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society. And it will be a moment of historical redemption.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
This guy's wanting to change the times. He's wanting to introduce a new time period called the Anthropocene, which, by the way, is on the World Economic Forum website, the Anthropocene. It stands for human-controlled gene. He's wanting to change the laws. He's openly saying he wants to change all laws. He's also wanting to rebuild the temple. He wants to remove the body of Christ from the planet Earth. He wants to introduce synthetic eternal life. And now he's saying that if you thought the COVID-19 lockdowns were bad, just see what we'll do for climate change. How should people be processing all this, Mel?
Well, people are going to have to make a choice, what they believe and what they do their own research and look at these people's words and websites as what they are saying. They are saying what they mean. The problem with all of this stuff is that it was all very well planned way back in the 70s. This is straight out of the Club of Rome, straight out of the Rockefeller Foundation playbook 2010, but well before that. Club of Rome was actually a Rockefeller meeting in Italy, not some esoteric Club of Rome. It's all the same people. It's all the same thing. I do also want to tell anyone telling you that any of this is conspiracy theory is you should probably not be listening to them, because All you have to do is go look at their own words. He means what he's saying. I want everyone to also know, you're probably hearing it first, everyone thought the World Health Organization treaty disappeared. We had people, truthers out there saying it wasn't real. You hear him saying they need a one world health plan. Well, guess what, guys? October 22nd, 2022, the World Health Organization announced its One Health Joint Plan of Action to unite all of global health through the World Health Organization and the United Nations to prepare for the next pandemic. I will tell you right now, they already have the plan, okay? We already know they have the plan, but he's talking about one world healthcare. Everyone thought the White House, remember, Joe Biden was very behind the World Health Organization One World Treaty that is being funded and financed by the CCP and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But Joe Biden is all in on it. And they're gonna be announcing this also at COP27, which is the One World Healthcare Organization. It's four different groups, including agriculture, for one world control. I tell everyone, please go look at the United Nations, our common agenda. Biden is behind it. Him and King Charles are going to have an event to announce a one world constitution called the UN, our common agenda. And then they're going to announce their one world religion. The problem is the climate emergency, climate change thing is going to be, I hate to say this, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I do know that I've seen enough evidence of what is planned for us, that they're telling us and programming us for tremendous climate upheaval. The climate upheaval will be manufactured. Okay. This is already in the works. There is a lot out there that you can read and find. This is another trauma-based scare tactic to shut down the world. The question is why? Why are these people doing this? If you're not one of them, it's hard to understand. They are the Fourth Reich. They are the eugenicists of our time. They do not believe that there should be people on this planet that they do not approve of, that are using resources. Don't forget, useless eaters, irresponsible breeding machines. These people, it is a small group. At the very top, we're talking about 3,000 people. But the power that they have because of money, because all of this, all of it goes back to money. He who controls the money controls the world. All of that money is centered around the Davos crew. All of that money is going into their pockets. They don't need us. And the bottom line is that we are seeing it every single day. And every nation needs to step up and say, our country is a sovereign country. We decide from our country. We are by the people, for the people. We will not be listening to the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, IMF, Bank of International Settlements. No, we are a country by the people, for the people, and every nation should be the same. Every nation should put their country and their people and their sovereignty first. First and foremost, all of our military should be protecting the United States of America homeland and not meddling in other countries. We need to get back to a place where all countries work together and get rid of these elitist globalists. I heard somebody the other day saying globalists is anti-Semitic. It's not anti-Semitic. Don't put everything on the Jews. Globalists are elitists that believe that they control the planet because they control the money. They control the money because we've allowed our governments to usurp us to the point that they have gotten to a place where our government has no power over these people. We are an oligarchy in the United States of America, and that can be broke up pretty quick. If people wake up to the end goal, is the one world government, and Noah Harari is telling you to your face how they're going to do it. One world forced religion, one world forced climate emergency, one world forced healthcare, one world forced monetary system, all controlled by a small group of people in Switzerland, the headquarters in Switzerland, but of course they're all over. New York is one place and other places. But there's a lot of people out there, especially the media, especially people that are saying, like, no matter what, they're voting for Fetterman and the Democrats are helping our country and Joe Biden's a great president. If you believe that, then you know what? God bless you and we'll pray for you. If you believe that America and the rest of the world deserves to have their sovereignty, their freedom, and their liberty respected, you cannot be on the same team as these people.
Right.
And then that's where we are. And if people want to think you and I are making it up, go to Clay's website, thrivetime.com, and go look at all the evidence on there. You can go to the MelKayShow.com resources. There's plenty of evidence there. Go to their own websites.
Right.
Go to UN, go to the World Economic Forum, go to IMF, go look at what they're saying. They are saying it is the end of sovereign nations, period. And like their overlord, the king of all kings to these people, David Rockefeller, said, a moneyed class of bankers and thinkers is certainly better than an auto-determined society by the people. Well, guess what? They are going full steam ahead, and that is what they believe, and that is not true. We need to say, and like you said in the beginning, and I want to reiterate, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, we need to get together and say, no, you don't dictate what we believe, we do. It's inside our hearts, it's our connection to our God, and you are not going to tell us what who we are and what we think and how we live, because it's a slippery slope, guys, and if we lose this country and we lose our sovereignty of all nations, we lose the world, and there's no coming back. They're worse than Pharaoh. If anything, the Bible warned us about these people.
Now, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, folks, timetofreeamerica.com, I put this new button out. So my new button, excited about my new button. It's called the BRICS button. And if you click on the BRICS button at timetofreeamerica.com, behold, I'm going to walk you through a timeline that I have made for myself. This allows me to kind of keep track of this. I'm a big note taker. I like to be accurate and cite my sources. So we're just going to go to the BRICS button again, folks. Here, folks, we go here, right here. And then we go to timetofreeamerica.com. So timetofreeamerica.com. And when you click there, you click the BRICS button. There we go. So I'll walk people through this. So in 1971, Henry Kissinger, or other people, but Henry Kissinger was one of them, it advised Klaus Schwab to start the World Economic Forum, 1971. And in 1971, Henry Kissinger was advising Richard Nixon to get off the gold standard, 1971. So America, since 1971, has been operating off the gold standards. Well, one might say, well, how does our dollar have any value at all if we're not backed by anything? Well, in 1974, the America teamed up with Saudi Arabia in some sort of a weird relationship to introduce what's called the petro dollar. And somebody out there doesn't know what that is. That's okay, because probably public school system wasn't teaching you well, or maybe you, I don't know. So the petrodollar is a dollar. It's a weird relationship where the Saudi Arabians, okay, we have this relationship with the Saudi Arabians. So the Saudi Arabians, they and the United States had this weird relationship since 1974 where we say, hey, listen, we're going to protect you militarily as long as you export your gold or your liquid gold, your oil. As long as you export your oil, we're going to protect you militarily. This is Saudi Arabia. So we say, we're going to protect you militarily as long as you export your oil. You only do it in exchange for U.S. dollars. So you can't sell your oil for any other currency except for the U.S. dollar. We're going to protect you militarily. There's a lot of other details too, but it was a symbiotic relationship, or at least people thought it was. Well, then in 2017-ish, and Mel, feel free to correct me when I'm done with my diatribe here, but in 2017, at a certain point, the Bank of International Settlements, which you often talk about, and for people out there that don't know what that looks like, it's the Bank of International Settlements. It looks a lot like the Tower of Babel. These guys, they decided to upgrade gold to be a tier one asset, to rival the dollar as the first tier one asset that we've had. So since World War II, the dollar has been the tier one asset. And then now you got the Bank of International Settlement says, hey, listen here, we are going to upgrade gold to be a tier one asset too, the same credibility. So then you have Brazil, Russia, India, China. They began to hoard the world's gold. They're buying copious amounts of gold. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. This is 41% of the Earth's population. And then they say, hey guys, Egypt, come join us. Mexico, come join us. Nigeria, come join us. Now that's 41% of the Earth's population. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Then you add Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, Argentina. But now they just, while we were at the Reawaken America tour, right before we hopped on stage in Pennsylvania, Saudi Arabia says, hey, we are joining BRICS. Right. And this was huge international news. Saudi Arabia joins BRICS. And this was huge, huge international news, because now we have a petrodollar that's not backed by petro. And so the guy leading Saudi Arabia to join BRICS is a man by the name of MBS. Okay. And MBS is literally drawing a line in the sand. This is what he's doing. MBS is creating a line in the sand in Saudi Arabia. I'm not making this up. It's called the line. It's a controversial new smart city where you're not allowed to have a vehicle, and you get, it's supposed to be like the future. Social credit scores everywhere. This is what it's supposed to look like.
Countless governments and companies have taken us.
MBS is wanting to build this thing called the line.
Kilometers. It would do away with cars entirely and instead be connected by high-speed rail that would travel the entire.
Then Rishi Sunak, for anybody that doesn't know, Rishi Sunak, while we're at the Reawaken America tour, this guy, his father-in-law, okay, Rishi Sunak's father-in-law, is the guy behind the technology endorsed by the World Economic Forum that makes central bank digital currencies possible, programmable central bank digital currencies you can turn on or off. So this is the new prime minister of the United Kingdom. His father-in-law is a massive, big-time supporter of the World Economic Forum, and he's the one developing the technology for central bank digital currencies. Rishi Sunak, you saw Joe Rogan exposed Rishi Sunak. Mahid Nawaz exposed Rishi Sunak. Rishi Sunak is now the head of the United Kingdom. No one could be more passionate about ushering in the central bank digital currencies that are programmable. No one's more passionate than Rishi Sunak. His father-in-law is super connected to the World Economic Forum. And so, as I try to put a bow on today's show, what I see is you got, okay, these globalists are going to Mount Sinai to introduce their own perverse 10 universal commandments. You got the CIA and the CIA is working with Disney and Pixar to put their messaging into our kids' minds. You got climate change and one world religion being tied together. They're trying to show the biggest person they can cancel by canceling Kanye or Yay. They're trying to cancel the world's biggest personality just to show they can cancel anybody. You've all know Harari running around talking about is synthetic eternal life that can be offered through connecting brains to computers, uploading your mind. You've got this, you've all talking about removing Christ from the planet. You got HARP, the high frequency. This is the weather modification. And Mel, you spoke about it. I want to make sure people know that you're not crazy. Folks, if you listen to the Mel K Show, I'm telling you, it's one of the most accurate shows you're going to find. You're going to find stuff on the Mel K Show you won't hear anywhere else. But I've got all the weather modification patents listed here. So you go here to the timefreeamerica.com and you'll find all the patents related to HARP. They're all right here for you. Then right here, folks, then you've got this discussion of rebuilding the temple. So Mel, I mean, I encourage everybody to take three action steps. One, I would encourage you to come join us on the Reawaken America tour so you can see all the puzzle pieces fit together. Come join us in Nashville, January 20th. Come join us in Branson, Missouri. Use promo code MELK. Two, Mel has a great show sponsor, Andrew Sorcini with bh-pm.com. I recommend you get out of fiat currency before it collapses because there is no more petro in the petrodollar. But Mel, what should people be doing right now? I mean, there's just so much here. And now that the petro is being removed from the petrodollar with Saudi Arabia joining BRICS, there's just a lot happening.
Well, what you should be doing is, hey, first and foremost, this is not a joke. You have to go. Clay has the best to me. Resources on his website of facts and truth that can't be denied coming from the people themselves. As I say again and again, it's not us saying it, it's them saying it. Believe them. Hey, this is a long-term plan. It was planned a long time ago, right after World War II. You are being lied to. The propaganda machine, they are on full speed because they are all owned by the public-private partnership of the World Economic Forum, which is the global government. They are usurping all of our nations by going through the banks and corporations directly to the people and limiting our freedom day by day. Their track and trace surveillance is off the charts. If you think that Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of the online media, it's all watching you. Go back to the Patriot Act, everything. What you need to do is you need to go inside and reclaim your personal sovereignty. First and foremost, do not be part of a group. We don't have a left and right. We don't have necessarily Republican or Democrat as we believe. We have an oligarchy that has usurped Washington, D.C., and they are not working for we the people. They are working towards the one world global government. It is known as the World Economic Forum partner, public-private partnership, but it is exactly what we are saying. Look at the players. Look at the people. They're all over the world. King Charles, Prince Charles said when they announced the Great Reset that they were willing to do it militarily. Next thing we know, the one world military, NATO, is going all over the world talking about nuclear weapons and how the elite will survive a nuclear holocaust. Just the elite. What does that mean? Well, you have to really start first and foremost, please. We the people do not give our authority away to any other group, including the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the IMF, the World Bank, BIS, World Health Organization. These are globalist regimes that's whole sole goal is to take the sovereignty of the United States and every free nation to themselves and put us all in a slavery model from the top down, where your individuality, your potential, your unique gifts given by God are erased. You will become a slave track and trace for the rest of your life and your children's lives. So what I ask is for everyone to make sure that they look at everything on the websites, do your own research. They have something planned. It is something with the climate. And again, COP27, pay special attention. It's going to coincide with the re-announcement of the World Health Organization World Treaty. It's going to be the World Bank thing with the CBDC is going to be. It's all going to happen at one time. The biggest one, United Nations, our common agenda. It is the end of sovereignty of all nations, and all nations have to stand up and say no. This is a fight for humanity, and we are in it with the rest of the world. If you love your country and you love God and humanity and freedom and liberty and the right to choose what you are doing with your money, what you are doing with your life, you have the right to make your potential come to pass. You have the right to be an entrepreneur or a creator or creative. You need to stand up and say no. These groups have no authority over me. They don't have any authority over me, my country, my planet, or my God. And I still believe God wins here, but we need more people to get up, get out there and say goodbye. United Nations, World Economic Forum, and all your banking cabal. No, we don't need you. We don't need them. We need to rebuild America from the inside out. We can do this. America can prevail. The rest of the world should take back their countries too. And let's find a way besides these fools, these banking cabal, to make peace on earth, make every country the best it can be. Every single country should make that country great again. And guess what? The same people you're talking about at the Bank of International Settlements are sitting on all the money, $23 quadrillion people have estimated, that could make every single country on this planet thriving, free, living up to its potential, with people getting along and no need for war, sharing resources as we should. You know, we got to break the system. And Noah Harari is the worst of the worst. Listen to what he's saying. He means it.
Mel, I want to make sure people know that I'm not psychologically impaired. When you were mentioning weather modification, if we go to timetofreeamerica.com/weather-modification, I went through the painstaking task. I don't know why I do this to myself, but I went through and listed off all the patents related to weather modification that I could possibly find. And they're all just, you click it and you can just read them. And it's like, whoa, I mean, they're all here. You can see all the patents for weather modification. So they have the ability to do this. So they have the ability to make it rain where they want it to rain or not rain where they don't want it to rain. They can, you know, cause droughts and famines. And then this is just a quick recap here, just a quick little 30-second I want to show people. The Reawaken America Tour, you know, you're going to hear the truth, but you're also going to have a great time. You're going to meet some wonderful patriots that love this country. You know, there's an urgency to what we're doing. I mean, we're on mission. We want to help save this nation. But at the same time, you're going to have some fun here. So that's Dave Scarlett, His Glory Ministries. You got Dave Scarlett there. You got the blowing of the shofar. It's Dave's son here, Creed. That's me. You're stuck with me for a while there, but that's Dr. Stella Emanuel. Melody with the Praise and Worship Team. Mike Lindell's in the house. Praise and Worship Team's there. Pastor Mark Burns is there. And it's an eclectic group of people that just would refuse to do anything other than to share the truth. And you're going to meet people you haven't heard before, voices you have heard, household names, people, you know, Scott McKay, you might know. Oh, there's Mel. Come on now. Yes. There's Ann Vandersteel in the house. And it's just a great group of people. And these things, I mean, every one of these is sold out. It's packed. The media can't understand it. They're like, what's going on? Is this a revival? Is this a praise and worship concert? Is this a truth teller conference? Is this a patent research expose? Are we talking about the CIA? Are we talking about the World Economic Forum? All these things are fit into one event. You have a meet and greet on Friday night. Branson, we wrap up at 4 o'clock. The meet and greet starts about 5:30. Nashville, we got country music stars showing up now. I mean, it's Simone Gold's in the house, Lee Dundas. I'm just telling you, folks, the only drawback about these events, I believe, is me. You're going to love it. You just go there to timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your price. You can pay whatever price you want. General Flynn, America's General's there. Eric Trump's in the house. So that's, I mean, it's going to be, look at these people meeting each other, people becoming fast friends. It's just an awesome time. And I just encourage everybody, come out to these events. You're going to love it. And then finally, you mentioned, you know, that they're planning this climate event. And what you said, if I didn't know you, and I know Mel, yeah, I know you well, but if I didn't know you, I might be thinking, you had me up until you said that, then you kind of lost me because it seemed kind of crazy. So this is Yuval Noah Harari. I feel bad for this young lady. He's doing an interview with her, and he just tells her, yeah, you know, the elite are planning on building a Noah's Ark, you know, that we're going to survive and you're not. So, you know, and she's going, what? So watch this, folks. This is Yuval Noah Harari.
You have a small elite that pushes things in its own interests, even if it doesn't benefit the vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again. One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite, it will work. If bad comes to worse, then when the flood comes, the scientists will build a Noah's Ark for the elite, leaving the rest to drown, the rest of the people and the rest of the ecosystem. But they are likely to be able to construct this technological Noah's Ark, which is probably what much of the elite is counting on. Blockchain. The original blockchain is the Bible. It's based on the same principle. You have you reach a consensus among many users about a certain block of code, and then you seal it, and you make many copies of it. And then this means that you cannot falsify it. If I change something in my Bible, you take out your Bible. No, 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 no. You see, it's written like this. And people thought, that's it. We got rid of these fallible humans. We now have the word of God, and nobody can change it, and we have trust. But very, very quickly, they discovered it doesn't work like that, because different people read the same words and interpreted them in a completely
different way. Okay, that guy will make you dumber if you listen to him, but he tells you exactly what he's going to do. Now, final thing I want to share, this is The Anthropocene. It's a documentary you can watch put out by an organization called VPRO, V-P-R-O. They specialize in making documentaries for globalists. And this is where they're celebrating the Svalbard Seed Vault, which is under control of the Rockefeller Foundation. It's under control by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Gates Foundation. And they're planning on surviving the Anthropocene.
In case our plants don't survive and become extinct, there is the Global Seed Vault high up in the north of Norway.
This is often referred to as the Noah's Ark for the climate catastrophe. There's a whole documentary about this called The Anthropocene. Look at this.
In this bunker, around 10,000 different types of seeds are kept at low temperature to prevent plant species that are important for our food supply.
Good note here, folks. At least they have a padlock on it. Okay, here we go.
Disappearing forever. It safeguards our planet's biodiversity. These seeds will survive the Anthropocene.
So, Mel, there it is. I try to support what you said with facts, and you're so well-researched. I just try to supply a little backup support, because when you told me that the first time, I actually heard it on your show where you were talking about the ultimate end these people had in mind. I gotta admit, I mean, I listen, I'm going, Mel's always right, but that seems crazy. And so I started researching the Anthropocene, and I'm going, oh man, Mel's right again. She's 100 in a row. Come on. You know, so Mel, that's all I got. I just wanted to see, wanted to have your discernment today to break all this down. It's a lot.
Well, you know, again, though I'm right about what they're planning, I don't think they're succeeding. I think that there are too many people awake worldwide. And if you are still stuck in the matrix of CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, the fact checkers, the Hollywood, all of that, you don't know. But if you have gone inside and you have said something's wrong, and I personally want to figure out what that is for my family and my future and my country, you're going to see it very clearly what's going on. First and foremost, stand up. Guess who has the authority in America? Us, right? And God. No one else. No one else. We run this country. We run that government. They work for us. My most important thing is get out, vote in person. This is the beginning. It is a battle that we need to win. We will start turning the tide. I see a truth tsunami ahead. These people will all be washed out in the truth tsunami if we all get up, stand up, and unite. Unity among the people is the one thing that beats this all. Unity among the people is what Harari and Gates and Soros and all these people, Charles, the Rockefellers, the Davos crew, the Bank of International, the unity among humanity is the most terrifying thing to this group of people. And if we get up and we stand up and we educate ourselves and we don't back down and we say, you know what, we'll deal with our internal strife and struggle, which they also created through their media and propaganda and NGOs and nonsense to divide us so we don't see them. I just want to say, we see them and we hear them and we read what they say and we listen to what they say. And what we know about these people is they are saying exactly what they mean. Don't try to analyze what Harari's saying. Listen to what he's saying. He means it. He's not alone. We know who all the oligarchs are. Reject it. Go to God. Go inside. Put your family and your country and your future ahead. We do not need these globalists. We will be much better off if we take back our borders, language, culture, and our sovereignty and our country and encourage every other country to do the same. We can work in unity. We can end war. We can end poverty. We can end all this nonsense by going back to what works, which is God, faith, freedom, family, and country.
Thank you so much for letting me be here. And again, big shout out to you from Jim Brewer.
Oh, thank you. Can't wait to see you again. And can't wait to see you this weekend. Thank you so much. Everyone, join us in Branson. Go to Thrive Time. Tell them Mel K sent you. And Clay and I will be hanging out with everyone at the very fun meet and greet. So thank you, everyone. And don't forget, the more they slam the Reawakening Tour, the more fun it gets. So get That's out right. there.
Take care, Mel. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.
Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank Great Reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community, and start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet, but that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's M-E-L-K-G-O-L-D.com.